Katamathion, the Gospel according to Matthew. There are four Gospels in the New Testament, aren't there? Three are synoptics. There are three synoptics. Can you name the three synoptics?
Synopsis.
The synoptics. Synoptics means they saw things together. Synoptics. Seen, optos. Or optimi. The three synoptics are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John is not in the synoptics because he goes at a completely different angle, which we'll get to later, Lord willing. Now, Matthew is looking at Jesus as the King of the Jews. Mark looks at Jesus as the servant. Luke looks at him as the related Son of Man. He's related to the Son of Man, the Son of Woman. And John portrays Jesus as the divine Jehovah of the Old Testament that became flesh and dwelt among us and redeemed us. Now we're going to talk about false religion. False religion. In the next few verses, Jesus condemns false religion in every shape, fashion, and form, from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. False religion is condemned. And false religion is likened unto leaven. Leaven is a organism that you put in wheat or barley, flour, and you put this organism in there and it makes it rot and it begins to digest the bread. And the only way to stop that, it rises. That's what causes bread to rise. It's being digested. And the only way to stop that is to cook it in a fire. And the fire stops the digestion of the wheat and you have a loaf of bread. Or a tortilla or whatever. Now, Jesus is going to be talking about this. And the disciples came to the other side and had forgotten to take bread with them. They forgot to take bread. They forgot. The word here, bread, is artos, but it means food. They forgot to take food. And when you talk about breaking bread with somebody, you're talking about sitting down and having a meal with them. But there may not even be any meat, bread in that meal. This morning, I didn't eat any bread. Marilyn, you didn't eat any bread this morning, did you? In your breakfast at all? A lot of people will eat a meal without one piece of bread. But you have food. Bethlehem, the name Bethlehem means the house of bread or the house of food. And the disciples came to the other side of Galilee, basically. And they had forgotten to bring bread with them. They had forgotten to pack their lunch. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out for them. Beware for the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Beware of the leaven. The leaven is what? The corruption. Matthew, the 13th chapter and verse number 33. If we can go there for a moment. Matthew 13:33. Jesus had given them a little look at this before. And verse number 3, "And he spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three pecks of meal until it was all leaven." Now, the woman here is false religion. Now, some of the Bible teachers in the past have likened this leaven unto the gospel. And they thought that they would preach the gospel to the whole world until the whole world would be permeated with it and they would bring in the kingdom of God or the millennial reign. Now the Presbyterians thought this and some of the early Baptists believed this. And the Southern Baptist Convention said, "If you give me so many $1,000,000, that we'll bring in the kingdom. We're going to leaven the whole loaf." Leaven is never good. Leaven should never be likened unto the gospel or anything that's good at all. Leaven is evil. Leaven is false religion. And he spoke another parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three pecks of meal until it was all leavened. Well, now, the Southern Baptist Convention got several million dollars, but they didn't bring in the kingdom, did they? Finally, they got away from that idea that the world was going to get better and better, and we were going to go out and we're going to bring the gospel to all the ends of the earth, and then God is going to bring in his kingdom. But the Bible does teach that everything will become more and more and more evil until God takes his true believers out with the rapture, and he sends a tribulation period, and tribulation period upon the old earth. The reason why it's bringing on the Gentiles, basically, at that time, is because they have rejected God. And some of them will be saved. And false religion, there will some people, maybe Jehovah's Witness, maybe Catholics or whatever, after the rapture takes place, maybe they'll come to the knowledge of the true Son of God. But the leaven is never good. It's never righteousness, it's never likened to the gospel. He said, watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Going back to what he already spoke. You know, God gives a progressive revelation. These students there, the church members that he had, this church, he was little by little progressively giving them more and more and more light. And they began to discuss among themselves, saying, it is because we took no bread. They, you know, he's slowing down something spiritual besides something physical so they can understand it. He's not talking about bread at all, is he? He's talking about the rotting factor of the bread, which is leaven. Before the Passover, they could not have any leaven in their houses at all. Why in the world would God use leaven as something good when he condemns it all the time? Watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they began, and actually the word here is they kept on discussing among themselves, they kept on debating among themselves, saying, is it because we took no bread? And Jesus, aware of this, said, you men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves because you have no bread? I'm telling you something spiritual and you want to eat. I will say this. When you're hungry, it's hard to keep your mind on anything else but your hunger. And these people were hungry, but they needed to be more spiritual. And, you know, the Bible taught back then in the Old Testament to fast, you know, to go without food. Keep your mind on God. We have the Lord with us all the time. I mean, you could fast today if you wanted to. Except that when we ask God, we call upon him in Jesus' name, he's there. They always fasted to seek the presence of God. We got the presence of God today. But if you want to fast, fine. It's good to keep yourself in control. I wish I could do a little more of it myself. Marilyn thinks I do too much fasting anyway. I go without eating for a long time. And Jesus, aware of this, said, you men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves? Why do you debate among yourselves? Because you have no bread. Do you not understand or remember the 5 loaves and 5,000 of how many large baskets you took up? He said, I can invent bread right now. I can produce bread in front of you right now. Don't worry about eating. I'll get you bread when you need it. Remember, he said, I am the bread that came down out of heaven in the wilderness. I am the water. He told the woman at the well in John the 4th chapter that I am the living water. I am living water. I can give you water that you never have to go fetch again. She said, give me that water. Give me that water. She wanted that water. She believed. She was a sinner and she believed. Or the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up at that time. I'm the master of the bread. I'm the master of the fish of the sea. How is it that you not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread? I wasn't talking about bread, fella. I'm talking about evil. The leaven is evil. The Pharisees wanted to look like Pharisees. They had to look like, they had to dress like Pharisees. They had these long tassels coming down here, and their sideburns grew long, and they had these curls and everything. Marin was talking about going down in L.A. in the Fairfax district, and what is the other district down there?
Boyle Heights.
And going there and watch these Jews standing out there on the corner like this, rocking like this with their little braids swinging, with their little black hats and their little outfits they want. They want to look like they're religious. But their hearts are far from me, he said. All of these Jews were dressed up. They had their little phylacteries. They had all of these, they had the boxes on their head. They had all of this around them, but they were empty of God. They were filled up with religion, but that religion was not of God. Because if it was, they would have run and kissed the Son when he was born in this world. Why, the Magi came and offered him gifts, didn't they, from a land far away, because they knew it was time for him to be born, and they brought gifts. Did you see the Pharisees running down there with the Magi to worship Jesus? No. How is it that you do not understand that I'm not talking to you about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Beware of what they teach. They teach their traditions of man as if it was the Word of God. I have, I think, 20 volumes there of the Babylonian Talmud. I have the Mishnah up there. I have the Kabbalah up there. I have the culture of the Jews up there. And all of this is all leading them away from God into a spiritual intersanctum invented by themselves. And they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There's opposite poles here, people. Now, atheism is a religion. It is a religion. We got a guy, know a guy that's an evangelistic atheist. Marilyn was reminding that of me a while ago, here years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago. We were out here in a real cold, snowy night, and I was on the ham radio, talking on ham radio, and this man comes in here and he said, "I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew," is what he said. Remember that? "I'm a Jew, and I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe he died on the cross or any of that baloney." Well, if he's dead now, he does. Maybe he's still alive, I don't know. But when he dies, he will believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and he'll believe in him. There are no atheists in hell. They may have been former atheists, but there are no atheists in hell. The teaching of the Pharisees taught, they taught the Mishnah and the Talmud. That's what they taught. They didn't teach the Bible, they taught the Mishnah and the Talmud. They went there and argued over the scriptures. Late at night and early in the morning, praying, standing in the marketplaces and praying, saying, "Oh God, I thank you that I haven't been born a woman or a Gentile. I thank you that I tithe, that I fast, that I do all this stuff." The God that they're thinking is not Jehovah of the heavens. It's Satan. Satan is the God of all of these religions. Satan is the God of Catholicism. He's the God of Mormonism. He's the God of Jehovah's Witnesses. He's the God of Buddhism. He's the God of Islam. What attracts people to these religions? It's evil spirits, demonic spirits, demonic drawing. As you have the Spirit of God convict you and guide you and lead you, they have the spirits of demons leading, guiding, and them.
They suddenly understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees. The Pharisees are the Orthodox Jews today. And of the Sadducees, those are the Jewish atheists today. Matter of fact, most of the Jewish atheists today are running the nation of Jerusalem and Israel. They are communists, heavy socialists. And communism is a religion. You know, when Lenin and Stalin took over, they basically forbid Christianity. When Mao Tse-tung took over, he forbid any religion. They had to look to him as God. When a communist leader comes forth, you have to obey every word they say, and you have to think like they think, and you have to act like they act. That's the Sadducees. Chairman Mao told all of the people of China that they could not eat Western dishes. And the Chinese, the Chinese, I love Chinese food. Some of it gets pretty exotic. But I like Chinese food, and it is a blending of flavors. Well, Mao said he forbid anybody a cooking traditional Chinese food. They were going to eat rice and fish. Rice and fish. That's it. You're going to eat rice and fish just like I eat rice and fish. You're going to be obsessive compulsive in your behavior. You're going to believe like I believe. You're going to eat like I eat. You're going to dress like I dress. Think like I think. Does that sound familiar in America today? Does it sound familiar? What happened in Argentina? What happened in Cuba? The leaders they worship as gods in all reality. Mao's picture was all over China. It still is. Not as much now as it was. But his teaching, that communism, that state first. The state first. The state in religion, the state in everything. Be careful. Watch out for the Pharisees and the Sadducees' leaven, the doctrine, the teachings of them. We face it today. We face it in false religion. We face it in governments even. When your government, God's upset government right here in Noah's day, and government was supposed to protect the good people from the bad people. It was supposed to exact capital punishment for capital crimes. It was supposed to protect the people from the government even. Or from other governments that come against you. You have to defend yourself, and you have to defend your people from bad people, and you have to defend your government from bad people. Now, if a government doesn't do that, it has totally failed. It is not a God-founded government. As simple as that. It's not founded by God. Let me tell you a little story of jumping ahead in church history just a little bit. I've taught 52 lessons in church history. And we're basically coming to America. Baptists are coming to America. We're talking about the Catholic Church, the evolution of the theology of the Catholic Church, and of the other religions, the Presbyterians, the Calvinists, that is, and the Lutherans, and whatever, the Baptists. And they came to America. And the first colony in America was founded with freedom of religion was Rhode Island by Dr. John Clark and... And what?
Roger Williams.
Roger Williams, thank you. I'm going to pull this out of you, I can.
Roger Williams and Dr. John Clark. You didn't have to tie it to the state, and they give it to a church. There were more Baptists there than anybody else. There was about 35 or 40% of Baptists in Rhode Island. So the Baptists, even though they're not in the majority, most of the leaders were Baptists, and most of the leaders gave all the others freedom of religion, right or wrong. That's conscience. But then, one of the first states to ratify the Continental Congress was Rhode Island. The Baptists had been persecuted in every colony. And when America wanted to break from England, the Catholic Church stood against America. The Catholic Church said that no people could rule you, no people, no individuals have enough sense and guidance by God to rule themselves. That God set forth sovereigns and kings to be rulers, and you're going the wrong way when you're going against the King of England, and that is against God, and I'm going to call out all the mercenaries that I can call out that are Catholics from Germany and Russia and France. Every place that there was a Catholic, even in America, the fifth column, the Irish in America, they called the Irish Catholics in America, the Pope demanded that they fight against the formation of the United States of America. He told them to fight it, stop it, quench it, on pain of excommunication. That happened. That's history, people. That's history. Even these nations, like England and everything that had a basis of a king, they looked upon the king as a representative of God. As a representative of God. You read the preface, the epistolatory letter to the King James Bible, and you don't believe that, what I said here, you read that and find out if they don't look upon the king as the sovereign of God and God's messenger on this earth. He wrote, he had that Bible translated to edify the Church of England and to downplay the Baptist and the Romish people. The Romans, the Catholic Church didn't want their people reading the Bible because they would go against what the Catholic Church taught and practiced. The Church of England was formed over Catholicism, but they did have a Bible. And they translated that Bible to coincide with what they believed. Acts 2:38 was translated, baptized for the remission of the sins, because the Catholic or the Roman, the Catholic Church and the Church of England baptized for the remission of sins, and so do you have your Church of Christ the same way. And most of the Protestants, you're baptized for the remission of the original sins as children. The Bible does not teach that. You're baptized because you have received the remission of sins. We threw church history in this. We threw theology. We threw false religion. You have quite a little tiny lesson here, all rolled up in a little neat burrito. All together in one. Our Father, we send this message out to feed your people, to guide them, to feed them, to nurture them, to know what they believe and why they believe it, to protect them from false religions and even false governments. And Father, please use this message wherever it goes in the world for your honor and glory. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.